Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to say yes, if you're in the Gold Coast and Brisbane, my shows for this week coming up. Not on. I'm so sorry that you guys are in lockdown. Hopefully you're doing okay. Thanks everyone who bought tickets. I probably will be up there in September, so I'll keep you posted. I will keep you posted. Hey, Brisbane Comedy Festival hasn't been cancelled though, as of yet. So I am coming up with two podcasts on the 31st and of July and the 1st of August, so make sure you get your tickets. It's at the Powerhouse, all part of the Brisbane Comedy Festival. The lineups are amazing, so make sure you get tickets. Huge, huge room. I would love to fill it. Hey, I've also got some new t-shirts for sale. So go to joshell.com.au, go to the merch part. I've got the old ones, the white ones with the design by Celeste Potter, the thinking dude. And now I've got these new ones. They're on black t-shirts. It's the design by Kash Kahati. It's the poster image, the big head of my head of like three different things. With my name on it. Doesn't say "Don't you know who I am" on it, so you don't have to walk around with a t-shirt that says "Don't you know who I am." No, it just says Josh Earl Small. It's subtle. It's good. Hey, so go to joshearl.com.au for those, and I'll post them out to you. Also, I'm doing shows around the country. Adelaide's on sale. Me and Ben Lomas on August 14, and me the night before, August 13. Also, I can please announce this one. I'm doing Perth. I'm doing a podcast there on the 2nd of October at 6 o'clock at Oasis Comedy Club, which is at the Brisbane Hotel. I'm also doing spots that week as well over there. So if you're in Perth and want to come see me do stand-up, come along. It's going to be fun. But I am doing the podcast at 6 o'clock on the Saturday. It's ages away, but tickets are on sale. So if you want to go, get them now. They're only $20. All of these can be found at joshearl.com.au. Thanks to everyone who's been continuing with the Patreonage. At patreon.com/dykwia. That's awesome. Thanks everyone who's been putting 5-star reviews as well on iTunes. That's also awesome. Hey, speaking of awesome, this episode is very, very awesome with Jen Fricker, Ben Kosh, and Seren J. Amana, and first timer Lizzie Hu. Enjoy straight after this music. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I shared my name with a man called Joshua Earl in Portsmouth, in England, in March 1858, who was sentenced to 3 months imprisonment for stealing 4 pounds of lead from a house belonging to a Mrs. Hewitt. Now, 4 pounds of lead, today the equivalent value is $4.80. What are you doing, Josh? It's nothing. You just wanted a room for the night. All right. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, the last time she was on, because I couldn't find another person in the world with her name, I read out her WikiFeet rating, which at the time, Jen, I don't know if you remember, 3 stars.
Yeah.
Good news. You're going up.
Oh,
you're
am
now,
I?
You're now 3.5 stars. Can you please welcome Jen Fricker?
Wow. Get rid of a few corns.
Yeah. Honestly, was really campaigning on the internet to get my feet up. But it's brutal because like people can vote 1 star and like the reason for 1 star, they just write bad feet. And there's like, not that I'm checking or anything, but there's like a couple that just say bad feet. And I'm like, I can't remember if we talked about it last time, but I have so much foot shame, like real bad foot shame.
Well, you've got four who say they're excellent.
Well, I just want to say shout out to my fans. I can't do it without you. And, 5 toes for everyone. I don't know.
I didn't even know this. Are we all on WikiFeet?
No, you're not. I looked up and see if you are, but you're not.
There is like a guy on the internet called Feedy McFeetface who specializes in photos.
I have seen that.
Just I'm on
that.
Are you on there, Ben?
Yeah, he did an Instagram story at the end of last year, best feet of the year, and I was in the best feet of the year. So
that's a pretty good feet.
That's upset Seren's dog.
Chunky.
Chunky.
Chunky's like.
I got a DM from Feeder McFeetface asking me if I could send him some photos of my feet because there are none out there. I'm like, wow. No thanks. I'm all good.
You should.
It's so
not
creepy.
Without the dosh, brother. Not yeah. without
yeah,
some
you can
dosh.
Get paid for that.
Yeah. Hey, speaking That's of feet. Big money. Speaking of feet, the last time this guest was on the show, he'd only just, for the first time in his life, worn UGG boots. Now, to fill us in on whether he's continued this trend, can you please welcome Saran Jayamana? Yay! Yay.
Hello! They're like Aldi version UGG boots. I've got them on right now.
Still on.
But I assume there's a link between why I'm not on Wikifeet. And it's got a lot to do with the... My feet are always covered.
Protected.
That's it.
Yeah.
Keep it covered.
Protect those assets.
Was it like a thong? What were you rocking, Ben, when you...
I think sometimes just no shoes, sometimes thong. You know, I'm often getting the feet out for the fans now that I know that I'm getting some attention for it. I think I do actually, not to brag, I think I do have very good feet, but I do think they're quite feminine. Like, I think they're quite petite and slender. It doesn't look like a man's foot, my foot.
See, I also think I've got quite good feet, but that's because I've got small feet. And I think that's not like trotters, but just they're small kind of... I'm a size 9. That's a pretty small for
a
man's...
I'm a size 5.
Hey, Josh, could you send me a photo of your feet?
Hey, our next guest shares his name with an ex-fishmonger and sometime DJ in Boston. Can you please welcome, it's Ben Caution.
Woo. Whoa, wickety, 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 wickety. It's actually me.
It's the same guy, this guy. Same person.
Fishmonger and DJ.
Fishmonger, DJ.
That's a great combo.
It is a good combo. And finally, as a first timer to the podcast, she shares her name with the special assistant to the principal deputy director at Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. Can you please welcome, it's Lizzie Hu.
Yay.
Wow, congratulations.
Welcome. Wow. I also share my name with my auntie. That's another.
Yeah, where was that in your notes, Josh?
Yeah.
Were you named after her, or is it just a family tradition that someone in the family is called Lizzie or Elizabeth?
No, she's like my uncle's wife, so it's not even related. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Had your uncle met her or before you
No,
were born?
I think I was born first.
Oh, okay. So you're the original Lizzie Who then? She's
I'm the
too.
Original.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah, maybe.
Yep. All right, our first game tonight is called Social Media. Well, I'm going to read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote these, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So you can't lose points. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Question one is this. Now, this is all in capitals. It says, have you checked your norks lately? Your bubes, your knockers, your tig old biddies?
Lizzie.
Yes, Lizzie.
Is that a Ben Caution?
No, that's Jen Fricker.
No!
I would never post about such smut.
She's actually doing a fundraiser for the Breast Cancer Council of New Zealand. So So sometimes actually things aren't jokes.
That's so much. Yeah, I'm glad it was you, Jen, because otherwise it's some sort of like lewd offer from Ben.
That'd be sick.
You haven't checked him? Well, I'm
Have you done it?
Yeah. I'm running a different kind of fundraiser.
But I don't know if we've talked about this before, Jen.
I'm sorry, Ben.
You and I are in a dumb Facebook group. One of the only Facebook groups I'm in, actually. It's called Bob Watch. There's about 20 of us, and we all pretend that we're guys who don't know how to use the internet and want to have a look at boobs, but our wives also control our computer. And we all spell it wrong, and we call them Bobs instead of boobs.
And it's just awesome. A post every 6 months, just someone running Bob. And that's it. And then like 4 likes. It's so fucking dumb.
My boobs have actually featured on a page called Wiki Bob.
Really? Wow,
Saran. Nice. All right, next question. I can now add not being a celebrity to the reasons I've not been on MasterChef.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
That is Saran Jayamana.
That is Saran. Another point there. Oh, a point there for Ben, yes.
Yeah, it's true. They had MasterChef auditions. I auditioned. I didn't get on. Wasn't a good enough cook. And then I found out now there's a celebrity MasterChef. Like, I'm hands down a better cook than all of those guys.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I feel
like I've never seen Dill cook a fucking thing in his life, all right?
Yeah. And he's like the favorite.
You know? You don't want to be in between.
And you were on TV last night, Saran. So you're a celeb.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's true. Just not a good enough celeb.
It is so funny. You just mentioned Dilruk then, and I just got a message on my phone from Dilruk. He just sent me a message. He must know we're talking about
it. Yeah.
It's 2 weeks in a row I've mentioned him on the podcast, both about MasterChef, and both people saying he's not going to win it. but yeah, it's true. He's not going to win.
He's on everything at the moment. Can I say this? When I grew up, the only Sri Lankan thing on TV was Dilmar.
Yes.
And now, Dilruk. Like, he's everywhere.
Sorry, can I... now, because Dilmar... Like, they had Kamal as the face of Dilmar.
Yeah.
And when Kamal died, everyone just assumed he was, like, Sri Lankan. And he's not Sri Lankan.
No, he's, like, Malaysian...
Yeah.
...nationality. But his ethnicity would be, like, Sri Lankan, I think.
Is Kamal dead?
I also didn't know he died.
No, Kamal's still alive.
Kamal's not dead.
Oh, sorry, he's not, but he's dead.
Fucking hell!
Oh, no.
Hey, if you go against Daryl Summers, you're dead to me.
Yeah, that's what happened.
No, Kamal's not dead. I'm so sorry. I just Richard Wilkins the pod.
Fuck.
If we finish this pod and he's dead, I'm gonna blame you.
I just got a message from him. Because I want to know, like, as a Sri Lankan person, does that like? The fact that everyone assumed he was Sri Lankan, is there any annoyance there?
No, we'll claim him. Like, same thing you guys do with Russell Crowe and Crowded House. We're doing that. Yeah. I mean, cool. Kamal's like good. That's a beacon of hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Question three. Remember when the word pivot was only used on netball courts?
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Is it Lizzie?
That is Lizzie. Yeah, point there for Jen. Yes.
Well done, Jen.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, that was that was in my brief foray into Twitter. Like, COVID happened and I thought, oh, now's the time to join Twitter. And then
that was a pivot.
It's not for me.
What do you like about Twitter?
It's just really sad.
That's what I like about it.
That's what you like about it. I don't know. People putting up their like deep secrets and dark thoughts.
Yes,
for, like,
that's fun.
A couple of likes, and I'm like,
it is so brutal when it's like 2 likes. It's like everything in my life's sucked, and I'm having the worst time. And it's just like 2 likes.
No
replies.
Yeah. I don't tweet that much, and I love coming on this show just to remember the tweets that I've sent out.
Thanks. That's what I do.
Josh is the only person looking at my feet.
Not true. All right, next question. I was 7 when my parents told me Santana wasn't real.
Oh, Seren.
Lizzie.
I heard Lizzie first.
Is that Jen?
No, that's Ben Caution.
Oh my god!
Oh, you've switched him, Lizzie.
I've
you got him.
Switched you guys.
The thing is, I just steal Ben's comedic voice. That's my thing. That's my thing that I do.
And guys, just to explain that tweet, that's a funny little play on Santa, but I replaced it with Santana. Similar.
Santa. Oh.
So that's just as everyone else is explaining their inspo behind the tweets. I thought I'd explain my inspo.
That's why Twitter. Doesn't work because you don't get to add the little vocal commentary.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Next question. Yes. Drinking wine and watching people in the park exercise while I corrected their form in my head was my favorite activity today. Let me know if you want to know how to plank properly.
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Is that Saran?
No, that's Lizzie. A point there for Lizzie.
Oh!
How do you plank properly?
Yeah. Well, you got to suck everything in.
Yeah.
It's got to be tweaked.
Clench your glutes.
Yeah. I went for a run last week with Conchetta, and I was critiquing everyone's running form as we ran.
Yeah,
and she'd say someone would run past and she'd be like, "What do you give that person?" I'd be like, "A 5. It's garbage. They're terrible."
Oh my god.
But they're running past you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're overtaking you and you
I quite often frequent the gym. Thanks for noticing. And I was there last night, and there was a guy who was, look, I don't like to judge people at the gym. Anyone going to the gym, good on him. But he was pretty out of shape, but was really, really going to town on his girlfriend for not having the right form for stuff. And I'm like, dude, you don't know. Like, she's here exercising. Like, you don't look like you know the right thing to do. Like, just let her do.
That always happens.
Do her deadlifts.
there's always two friends, and one of the friends is the leader, and he's like, "Let's do this," and he's telling him what to do. I'm like, "None of you all know right. what you."
I thought you live
in
a different city.
You and I, we're buff. Yeah. We get it. Yes. You know, we know what we're doing.
So she's going to get really, really fit and then dump him and run away from him forever.
Yeah. Or at least just crush him with her thighs. Yeah. Xenia and GoldenEye style.
It's crazy when you see someone like deadlifting badly and it's like, you're going to ruin your whole body.
Yeah.
Like if you do that badly, it's like you're breaking your back right now.
Yeah.
I broke my butt about 8 weeks ago deadlifting on a warm-up weight, not even on my PB. But it was like because I had an Apple Watch and I was lifting and I got like a fucking essay of a text from my ex like as I was picking up and I saw the notification and saw the length and then instantly my butt just like it tore.
Your ex was literally a pain in your ass.
And then I couldn't fucking walk properly for 6 weeks. It was, But don't worry, I'm back. I'm back, baby.
Top form,
so it's all good.
Question six. Uber is great. For me, it's all about the convenience because I love rating migrants and normally have to do that on my own time, whereas now I can do it on my commute.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Saran.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Ben.
So I only know Saran's tweets.
I don't know anyone's.
I always give him five, by the way. I rate them well. People.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever given... Oh, no, I've given one, one star because he... almost made me miss my flight because he went behind the airport, not to the airport. And I was like, no one's going behind the airport, mate. We all want to go to the airport. Like, why? Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever tipped?
Yes.
You
I
have?
Do. I do when it's a short journey because I got told that they, like, they'll rate you badly on a short journey because they're like, it's a way to tell other Uber drivers, oh, this person only travels short distances because they can't see...
I think that's so rude,
they're going. Like they can say that here's a pickup and then when they say yes, then they see where it's off to. And so if they got a small rating, that's how they tell you that you don't need to this person's only gonna go.
That's a bit. What if I was injured or something and I couldn't walk?
I know, but
maybe you'd received a text from your ex.
Yeah, exactly.
Next question. Definitely disconnecting in the country and not checking my phone every 5 minutes. Absolutely.
Saran.
Yes, Saran.
Is that a Lizzie?
No, that was a Jen Fricker. Point there for Jen.
That was a thirst trap as well. Just trying to be.
Really?
Just saying I'm alone in the country.
Me, I was literally just like, I'm like in the sun in the country in a little singlet. It's so hard to try and be hot on Instagram and funny, you know?
I know. That's the problem is you have to do both. You could do one or the other, but the both is it.
I know. I love watching a comedian rebrand into fully hot, though. That is my favorite transformation.
That's my next move.
Yes.
Saran.
Give us some
comedy
examples, Jen. Who's some people who have transferred into hot comics?
I mean, the obvious ones are like Joel Creasy, like cover of Men's Health.
Yeah. Right.
Tommy Little, like when he was like posting topless photos for mental health,
charity.
I want to say.
Yeah. It was for homie.
You can't just get your abs out. You have to do it for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm getting charity my abs out for the homeless.
I don't know. Yeah. But then some comics are just like, they come up and they're already hot and they've already figured out their whole Instagram aesthetic. I'm so online. This is so fucked. I'm thinking about it so much.
I'm only doing the hot feet at the moment. I'm just going.
Yeah.
You're working
hot
your way footsies up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm working my way down to the toes.
Hot knees.
Baby steps is what people say when they see you walk.
Baby feet.
The size fives.
Question eight. From the makers of the phrase, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining, comes a brand new phrase, don't fart in my air fryer and tell me it's always smelt like that.
Jen.
Lizzie.
Yes, Jen.
Is it Saran?
No, that is Ben Caution.
Oh, that's so funny.
Nobody knows my voice on Twitter. So it's disgraceful.
I'm not on Twitter, I gotta say, but maybe I'll get back on.
Two things. I'm not that funny. And secondly, I would never use an air fryer, right? I'm going full.
Full
don't oil. Like an air
fryer is good.
Yeah, it's is really it bad good to have an air fryer? I don't understand. What's the discourse? I'm on
what are you frying?
I'm a better cook than celebrities, all right? That's all I'm saying.
What are you frying, Ben?
A few schnitzels, some vegetables.
Really?
And Shedda bought it, and I was very against it, but now I use it a lot. And she flipped me the bird while I was talking about the air fryer.
But Conchetta asked me for advice when she bought it, and then she sent me the picture and was like, well, I think the instructions say that this will burn through the table. So, but you've used it anyway. Has it burnt through the table?
I better check it. It probably is slowly burning.
Because you got it from Aldi as well, right?
No, I think we splurged on this.
We
went all out.
You got it from Kogan.
Nice feet, nice air fryer. Okay, mister.
Conchetta told him.
Things are going pretty well.
Conchetta told him she got it from David Jones and to give her half the money. So you've just put her in an Aldi.
Yeah. No, she said it costs $3,000, so I just transferred all that money. And I trust her with my whole heart.
Question 9. The role of an artist is to teach society about itself, except during a pandemic when it's to try and find some sort of clerical work.
I'm going to say Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Lizzie.
No, that was Seren. That was your good friend. Seren gets a point.
I usually know all Seren's tweets. Damn it.
Yeah, that was when, that was pre-knowing about JobKeeper. And I was like, oh, maybe I've got to give up on this dream. And then, like a few weeks later, we got JobKeeper and, you know.
And the dreams are alive, baby.
All of us are talking about how the pandemic wasn't actually that bad. So,
because all four of you are in lockdown at the minute.
Yeah.
That's correct. Oh, yeah. Up here in New South Wales.
I'm counting this as a gig.
Yeah. Put it
yes,
on your on your Centrelink form. I had it this work this week. How is lockdown? How many lockdowns is this for Sydney now? Is it two, three?
It's tricky because there've been localized ones. So like over Christmas there was one, but it wasn't like.
But that was just the northern.
That was
beaches.
Just the northern beaches.
And so that's not Sydney.
No one lives there.
That's the best thing about the Sydney, like lockdowns, is like it's all, it's just rich people are getting COVID here, and they don't go anywhere, so it's like it doesn't really spread.
And they only hang out with each other.
Yeah.
So they're only giving it to each other, which is wonderful. Mm.
Yeah,
I mean, awful that we're all locked inside our homes. But then, I don't know. My life really hasn't changed that much.
I don't think anyone here takes it seriously. I reckon we're all chill. We're chill in Sydney. You know,
it's the beach,
about.
So chill, babe.
Like, no one's got a mask on. Here. No one gives a shit.
The weather's nice.
COVID.
In my festival show this year, I said that Sydney is better than Melbourne, and the audience really hated that. And really?
Was that like, in Melbourne?
It was in Melbourne. As someone who's lived in Melbourne for the last 18 years, I can easily say Sydney is a better city than Melbourne. And Melbourne people get very angry about that. But I'm like,
they really do.
Yeah,
they've got beaches.
It's very contentious, especially as a Melbourneite. Whenever I go back to Melbourne, people are like, really? Why are you still there? I don't know. I hate to say it, but like, you can't beat the beaches and the weather and the no COVID and the, you know.
Yeah.
And even when there is COVID, there's still no COVID.
Melbourne is a very, and I'm saying this from the safety of Sydney, and I know that as soon as I go back to Melbourne, I'll get shit canned for it. But like, Sydney is like a very sexy city in that everyone here is hot and the weather makes us all like dress nice and like we have a good time outside together. And like, Melbourne is a very sexless city. In that everyone just dresses like they're in fucking her. You know what I mean? It's just like fucking pinafores and doormen and shit.
Yeah. Too many layers.
High-waisted pants.
Too many layers.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm wearing a fun scarf on my head. It's like, fuck up, you know?
Yeah.
But we've got some laneways where you can get coffee.
Yeah.
We're the only ones who have coffee. All right, and our last question for this round. Upping the weight of my weighted blanket every week to become one of the strongest sleepers in the world.
Seren.
Yes, Seren.
That is a Ben Koshin gem.
You are correct. That is a Ben Koshin.
Finally. Thank you, Seren.
Wow.
That's a good one.
I only know it because I can see. I've watched Ben sleep, and he is the strongest sleeper I know.
Really?
Yeah, nothing will wake me up.
We used to be housemates, Lizzie. We used to.
You know. Oh, of course. But I wouldn't have known because. You just don't seem to know each other at all.
Hey, I knew two of Seren's tweets. One of mine.
Probably in the same room when you two were writing.
We knew it better when we lived together. I'd say, hey, what did you tweet this week? And we'd go over it, and then I'd tell them what I tweeted and sort of do a run.
Things are falling apart. You're drifting.
It was all, what did you tweet? How did you sleep? That was the...
It is.
How are your feet?
At the end of the round, the scores are Lizzie, you're on 1 point. Seren, you're on 2 points. Jen, you're on 3 points. In the lead on 4 points, it's Ben.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
All right, this round, a brand new round. It's called Going Down the Shops. Now, shops, we love the shops. Going down them, nothing better. And in this round, we talk about going down the shops. And today, we're talking about a moment down the shops that Ben Coshen had. Now, recently, Ben was down the shops when he was in a car park and he saw two old guys standing by another old man who was on the ground. Ben approached the men to see what the matter was, but what happened next? Was it A, the two old guys who were easily in their 70s had pushed the other guy over? Apparently, this was a feud going back 30 years when the guy on the ground ran out on one of the old guy's sisters and family. Ben had to hold the guys off him, which even though they were 70 years old was hard to do because Ben thought that if he held them too tight, he may hurt them. So that's A. Okay, B, the guy on the ground had fallen out of his car and couldn't get back up. He was quite a large guy and the two men asked Ben if he was strong and could he help lift him. Ben said yes, but he couldn't lift the old dude. Ben just had to awkwardly walk away and say good luck without having done anything. Or C, the old guy on the ground had fallen, and in the fall, the old guy had shat himself. The old guy asked Ben if he had any spare pants, and Ben luckily had a pair of shorts in the car that he plays tennis in. He got them for the old man, who insisted Ben give him his address so he can return them. Ben did not want them back, but was too polite to say so, so he just gave a fake name and his old address. Now, one of these is true. You can ask Ben as many questions as you want to try and get the truth. You don't have to answer correctly. Answer together. You can answer A, B, or C individually. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Ben, I have a question. How long have you been playing tennis in your car?
Look, it's always good to be prepared. I've got several pairs of tennis shorts in there ready to go, a couple jock straps. I'm always ready to go.
When the guy fell on the ground and he was a big boy and couldn't get back up, did you try rocking him side to side like he would a turtle in its shell?
I mean, I wish I did, but he was large. He was long and he was heavy. And
long and heavy?
I mean, some people say tall. But when he was lying down on the ground, he looked long to me, right, more than tall. And I couldn't get a good angle because he was sort of near the door, and so I couldn't get behind him. Otherwise, you know, as we've said, I'm extremely strong. I absolutely would have got him up, but I didn't have a good angle.
The two men who were feuding, were they Merrick and Rosso?
No, it was Leno and Woodley.
Well, they did start off as a trio. There was a guy who left Leno and Woodley.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that is true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
bad decision.
No, but so what? Did you ever find out what the feud was about?
It was, as Josh said, it was about like the guy on the ground was like dating one of their sisters or something and like walked out on the family, and I couldn't really understand. It was a lot of yelling.
What kind of car did he fall out of?
It was a four-wheel drive, so it was a big fall, and that's why it was harder to get him up into the car. I think it was like I'd say it was a Honda CRV, but I might be wrong.
Very big. Very big car.
He's a long guy.
It's a nice car.
Quite low to the ground.
No, that's the four-wheel drive one.
Yeah, CRV. The CRV, it's still like a Forester style.
All right, I'm being schooled over here. I'm being schooled on my car knowledge.
Did you replace the pants? Did you go buy some new pants?
Yeah, I had to. I have to have a lot of pants ready to go for my tennis. And usually I'm the one that's shitting in them.
Did Conchetta have anything to do with the C option? The pants.
The last one.
Shitting, yeah.
Yeah, well, she feeds me diuretics throughout the day.
Hell yeah.
A lot of lentils.
A lot of lentils.
Okay.
She wants to stay trim.
Exactly.
And do people think they know, or you got more questions?
I have one last question.
I have no
question.
Fucking idea.
Have you seen this guy around again? The man who took your pants. Have you seen him on the street again? Or?
No, I've never seen him again. I only saw him at the shops.
Have you thought about what you would do? Oh, sorry. No, you go, Jen.
Oh, no, you go. Sorry.
Have you thought about what you'd do if you see him on the street and he's like, I'm wearing your pants right now?
I'd probably say, awesome. They look great on you.
If he started to take them off to return them.
Oh, then I'd say, honestly, you know, my treat. Enjoy the tennis shorts.
This question has not helped me in any way, to clarify. Yeah.
They were quite big guys. The pants must have looked pretty tight on them.
Teeny torn.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. Although, as we heard, he's long and heavy. So it's not necessarily... A lot of that heaviness could be in the foot. It could be in the head.
He had two club feet.
Yeah.
So,
All right, what are we going to lock in? We'll go with you, Lizzie. A, B, or C?
I think maybe A.
You think that it was the feud? Okay. Seren.
I know Ben quite well, and I feel like he would offer pants to a stranger in need. So I'm going to say C.
You're going to say C. And Jen?
I'm going to go with A because the other ones I just can't fathom being real.
The correct answer was B. So 3 points out of Ben. He couldn't lift him and then just skulked away without saying anything. Or just saying, good luck.
So he was long.
Yeah.
The guy.
He was long and heavy.
He was long.
I thought that was bullshit. I was just like, what the fuck?
Oh, that was so much pressure, Josh. I've never had to do this before. Wow. I hate lying.
You did very well. You did very
well. Thank you. Boy, I hate to lie. I always like to tell the truth. So that was very scary for me. But I fooled you all.
For future for listeners, I don't normally get first timers to do the lies in this round. So that's the first time Ben's done it. It's very good. Very good.
Oh, yes, very
I'm, a
good
I'm a third time guest now. And yeah.
Now I'm ready. I'm ready. Get him to lie. At the end of that round, the scores are Lizzie on 1 point. Seren still on 2 points. Jen still on 3 points, but way out in front on 7 points. It's Ben Caution.
Holy cow. Eat my dust, guys.
Yeah. Fire out.
All right. This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If it seems a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them as many questions you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it incorrectly, so they get your point. So to Ben, when Lizzie was traveling through Mongolia, she was thrown off a horse she was riding. She was so shaken up that she just sprinted back to the camp she was staying at, leaving the horse out there in the wild. Yeah or nah?
Yeah.
Can ask questions.
Oh. did you get badly injured?
Yeah. I was fucked off and then I landed on a rock.
Ow.
Yeah.
So what was it? Just general bruising?
Just general bruising to body and ego.
And how high up was the horse in comparison to a Honda CRV? Was it about similar height?
I would have been on top of the CRV.
Oh, wow.
It's a big horse.
So
that's tall.
It's a long horse. Yeah.
It's a long
that's
horse.
That's a long horse.
Long and heavy
that's
horse.
The weight and the hooves.
And did you say this was in Mongolia?
Yes.
What were you doing there?
Well, I was living there at the time and I was going on a holiday and this family that we were staying with were like, oh, we've got some horses you can use, but they weren't really trained for people to ride on them. So we just went on them. We're like, yeah, cool. And then they just couldn't cope with being on them.
Mongolia was where the first horses were ridden, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. They love horses.
So it's just like this generation of horses are fucking slap.
Lazy.
Well, some of them, snowflakes. It depends. Yeah, snowflakes. Some of them are trained to have people on them, but then some are like not for just the, you know, average punter coming along and riding a horse. Like if you're like a proper horseman, they can tame them. But when you're just like Lizzie Who on a horse,
the size of the
see you fall off the horse.
Oh yeah, I was with like 10 people.
Oh lord!
All on the one horse. This is a long horse.
Yeah, we're all on the one horse.
It's like one of those bikes. One of those bikes where you can put two people on.
A tandem horse.
Tandem horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But two real big back legs. True. And two tiny
stuff. You're going to say, yeah, Ben. Ben, you are correct. Yeah. That is a true story. Yeah. Point there for Ben.
Shit.
Where's the horse at now? Do you know, Lizzie? Did it come back?
No, I just like, it would have come back. They would have gone to get it. They just like stay out there. But yeah, I hated that horse.
Have you been on horses since?
Yeah,
that's good.
Like I think I went on one the next day.
That's what the saying says.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, now to Lizzie. Now when Saran finished year 12, his parents would not let him attend schoolies with his friends on the Sunshine Coast. But instead of telling his friends he wasn't allowed to go, he made up an elaborate story that he was going to surface paradise. He went to such extremes that he even called Triple J the request line. Got through and in the background played a DVD of American Pie during the party scene. So it sounded like it was a party going on. And once he was on air, he shouted out to all his friends from school partying on the Sunshine Coast. Yeah or nah?
Where were you meant to go on the Sunshine Coast?
I don't know the area too well, but I just like... It was just a group of my friends were going there. I don't know. It was some hostel on the Sunshine Coast. And it was like, yeah. But I all I knew was that I couldn't go. And I had to like lie my way out of it to try to... Because it's like the lamest thing to not be able to go to school is, you know.
Yeah.
And I had a copy of American Pie on DVD.
American Pie and DVD. What year did you go to schoolies?
Well, I would have gone in 2004. That's when I finished school.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, my parents would let me go now.
And you were 18?
Yeah, I turned 18 in September of that year. But
oh, wow. But
the rules work differently in my group families. You're not an adult.
I went to schoolies.
Yeah, but you're a half.
Did you go to schoolies, Jen?
No. I spent my summer after high school working on my audition for classical music school. So I just went and practiced every day for 6 hours.
Yeah.
At my high school.
Well, I mean, you could say what I was doing was acting as well, but.
Yeah.
Ben, did you go to schoolies?
No, my two friends wanted to go to Vietnam.
Oh, that's very
Vietnam for like
cool.
2 months, and I hated it.
Oh.
I got food poisoning, and then...
Did you shit yourself?
I'm always shitting myself. I'm never not shitting myself.
What show did you call up on the request line? Was that the evening show?
No, it was the breakfast show back then. I forget who it was. It was like maybe, I think Adam Spencer.
The Adam and Will day.
Yeah. It was them. And that's why I was like extra nervous because I really like comedy and I wanted to, it's hard to like convince my friends that I'm at schoolies, but also like try to impress Adam and Will.
Mm.
What if you did the wrong scene in American Pie and it was the part where he was fucking the pie? He's like, I'm here and my best friend's fucking a pie. It's crazy out here.
Yeah, thankfully that didn't happen, but I'm a pretty good... I reckon I could have improvised my way through that. And, like, a lot of wild shit happens on schoolies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did they say to you?
Adam and Will.
Yeah.
They were just like, they were just asking questions about how schoolies is going. And like, they were just like, yeah, I just had to make up all these lies. Like, I was saying that I macked a girl. And stuff like that.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm looking forward to doing that one day.
Because I was like, you know, I was code switching. So I had to use the language of
yeah.
Oh,
what do you think, Lizzie? Think this is true? Or
I think
it's not?
I think it's a nah.
Lizzie, you are correct. This is not a true story.
That's a crazy logo.
The only part that's true about that is that I wasn't allowed to go to school, Liz.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I believe they're not allowed. But
what did you do instead, Saran?
So this is true. I actually had like two groups of friends that were going to different places. Some were going to surfers and some were going to the Sunshine Coast. And I like told the people going to surfers who were like the jocks that I was going with the other people to Sunshine Coast. Right. And then I told them that I was going to surfers. And then, and I reckon, I've never thought about this until I was telling the story to Josh, but I reckon at the time I thought I got away with it. Whereas obviously they just knew.
Yeah.
Because it's not, but it was a pre-social media era. Maybe it's easier to lie to people in that time.
Yeah.
I just played GTA, I think. So, yeah. No, that's not true. I macked a girl.
You bought your first Mac. Learn how to code.
All right, so a point there for Lizzie. Now to Saran. Now Jen is next in line to be the leader of her Maori tribe. Yeah or nah?
What's the criteria to be become the leader?
Jen, you literally have to be just like the eldest child of the eldest child. Of the, I mean, the eldest child of the current leader.
Of the current leader. Yeah, wow. So so your parent is currently the leader?
Yeah, my mum.
Yeah, your mum. Yeah, right. Wow. And how big is the tribe?
Oh, like 20 people. It's not very big.
Is there like...
It's basically just our cousins and stuff.
Yeah, cool. Okay. But you get to... So we say family and you just get a cool name for family.
Yeah, but then we also have like...
Like are there initiations?
Meetings... And there's like a cape.
We have, we've got family meetings too. And a lot of the agenda is no.
Do you have a cape though?
You can't go to schoolies.
You can go to schoolies. And we have like tribal land and stuff that I would be responsible
for. Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And so will if you do get promoted to this role, is that because your mum has stepped aside or it just means like when
so she has to sign secession papers.
Oh, wow.
Or she dies.
Oh, she yeah.
I
cool.
love that show.
Yeah,
it's a great Secession's a great show.
Do
you and that will that entitle? I mean, will you need to be back on tribal land then to fulfill your duty?
Oh, for like the meetings and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
It's all at Marae, which is like our family tribal home thing.
What happens at the ceremony when you become the leader?
Just an uncle. Just honestly, it's just usually an excuse to eat. September long weekend, we have a netball weekend, which is fun. I don't know, like just prayers and stuff. It usually goes for a few days and there's a lot of eating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel
like all brown people send ceremonies, you know, it just goes for fucking 4 days and you eat a lot.
Yeah, totally.
And you see your uncles and...
Given how underwhelmed you are about what to everyone else seems like a really cool thing, I'm going to say, yeah.
Saran, you are very correct. Yes, I was very correct.
I'm very stressed. I'm so fucking stressed about it. I'm trying to be cool, but I'm really fucking stressed. I'm going to just give it to a cousin, I think. I don't think I can do
Whoa.
It.
When you told me this,
can
Jen.
Can you do that?
When you told me this story, I thought it was like a King Ralph situation where it's a huge, big family and you just being the eldest of all the next generation gets it. And I didn't realize that, like, it's, you know,
it's like
you're
probably,
already involved.
Well, it's like, so there's like our Marae Facebook group. So I'm on two. I'm on Bob Watch.
Yeah.
And I'm on my Marae Facebook group.
They must be very similar. Yeah.
Yeah, they're very similar. That's just men who don't know how to use the internet. And then, it's mostly just like, you just have to ask, like, we got solar panels put up on the Marae that like one of our cousins got the deal. So it was just like chasing people for money and things like it's very administrative. Mm. I'm sure like in the upcoming race war, it will be quite good in that, you know, we can finally just kind of get into some combat again.
The TV but, show Secession is just the opposite of Succession. It's just people trying to get out of responsibility. Like,
yeah. But it's also just like, it's just very mundane. It's like, some of my cousins put cows on the Marae land, so it's ruining like the grass.
Yeah.
And so you got to be like, get your fucking cows off the grass. Someone else put like a storage locker full of furniture on there. And you just got to be like, hey, don't do that. Figuring out who's going to bring mayonnaise for the netball weekend. That's been a big thing.
How does that come into play?
Yeah.
Well, because
the mayo.
Yeah, for all the sandwiches we're going to eat. So when I did New Zealand Comedy Festival a few years ago, it was sponsored by Hellman's Mayonnaise. And part of like the backstage swag was like bags and bags of mayonnaise. And so I just took them all. I took about like 60 bags of mayonnaise to the Marae.
Wow.
And that's part of my campaign to be the next leader.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is a lot of pressure.
It's too much pressure. I'm a fucking baby. I'm not going to do it.
You'll be fine. You'll be able to do it. I have faith in you, Jen. You can do it. You've already got the mayonnaise behind you.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, now to Jen. Now, once when Ben was flying, he sat in a seat when the man next to him just started muttering, no, no, not today, no. Got up, climbed over Ben, grabbed his bag, looked at Ben and said, not this time, and then left. Ben has no idea who or what the man thought Ben was, but it did make for a very awkward trip for the other passengers around Ben. Yeah or nah?
Oh, my God. So where were you flying to?
Perth to do some stand-up comedy gigs.
Oh, I've heard of it.
And yes.
And had you already taken off, or was it just as you were boarding?
We were just sitting down.
Right.
I thought you meant taking off, like, comedy career.
Yeah. What was the buzz, bro?
Yeah, this was a couple of years ago when...
Everyone talking best newcomer. Like, what are you saying?
Yeah. They were asking me about the gigs, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm emceeing some of them. But,
were you window or were you aisle?
I was middle, and he was window.
Oh, okay. And he looked at you, and he was like, no, not again.
Yeah.
And what did he look like? What kind of person did he look like?
Sort of shady, sort of like
interesting,
but like older, you know, like maybe late 50s, cargo pants, just like.
Was he a short man or a long man?
Where was his weight distributed?
He was sort of like a lava lamp, like it was always moving up and down
That's
his body.
Cool. That's cool.
Sometimes he was long, sometimes he was short. It was like hard to tell. But yeah, he just looked sort of like frightened and like, and I didn't really know what to say. I was like, oh, sorry, what? What's happening?
And when he walked over you, like stepped over you, did he face you with his crotch or did he face you with his bum bum?
He got the bum.
Yeah.
And his bum was deep. It was a deep bum.
What does that mean?
It had depth to it. It came like, backwards.
Oh,
you know?
Like an infinity pool.
Was it concave? Was it just a sharp edge where his back and his legs met? And
he had a booty, you know.
Oh,
man. Yeah, it was sticking out.
He was a big booty bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, he was all about that bass.
I don't know. I'm gonna say nah.
Jen, you are correct. That is not a true story. A point there for Jen. Yeah.
What?
I thought I did great on that one.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
You really came right in there with Perth, comedy, all sorts of stuff.
It's all plausible stuff. No,
your lying game's strong today, Ben. It's good.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm getting... Maybe I can be a liar from now on.
Yeah.
I feel like you already are.
I had an ex-boyfriend, and he was a performance poet, and he used to hate that I did stand-up because he was like, I think it's really manipulative to do stand-up. And I was like, why? And he's like, because you're manipulating people into laughing. And he's like, it's lies. Wow. It's not the truth. Art is about the truth.
Well, he's manipulating people into clicking like
that. Yeah, clicking is such a natural thing to do when you're happy. I thought you were going to say because things didn't happen to you on the way to the gig like you said they did, Jen. So I was just on the way here and you never guess what my Uber driver did. All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Lizzie, you're on 2. Sorrent, you're on 3. Jen, you're on 4, but in the lead still. But now on 8 points, it's Ben.
Damn.
Wow. Still got a huge score
caution.
Here. Good luck, guys.
Huge.
Good luck catching me.
All right, this is our last round.
No, I'm out. Fuck
it's cool.
It. I'm not catching. Nah. Yeah. 4 point gap between this versus... Nah.
Let's just
What's
give
the fucking
it.
Point, Josh?
Yeah, give up.
Well,
yeah.
You guys combined are on 9. Do you want to play it this way? Do you want to combine?
Yeah.
Stacks
on. I'll take all you guys. Oh. I don't give a shit.
So 3 versus 1.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you can't buzz in for your own ones. So here we go. This last round is called Who. Okay. Now, in this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions about you four. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points.
Okay.
You can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we go. Question one. Who was trying really hard to remember someone's name only to realise they had the same name as them?
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Was it Lizzie?
Yes, it was Lizzie. Point there for Jen.
You forgot your auntie.
Was it your auntie? Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was trying to tell a friend. I was like, who's that person? Oh, she works with you. And then like 5 minutes later, I was like, oh, yeah, Liz.
Was the queen.
Idiot.
Mm. All right, next question. Whose father would often walk them past a neo-Nazi named Skull on the way to the football?
Saran.
Yes, Saran.
Was that Lizzie?
No, that was Ben. That was your good friend Ben.
Yes. Didn't I tell you about that, Saran?
Was that just to toughen you up? Or
Yeah. You made me fight him.
You even said, this guy made the papers.
Oh, yeah, this guy is super, super scary. His name is Skull because his head looks like a skull. Because he's really skinny and he's got a shaved head.
He's a notorious... he's like a...
A neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
And there was an article about him because, like, he was banned from the stadium for headbutting people. But now he's, like, let back in. And it was just so funny because the article is just, like, got all these quotes from people being like, yeah, he's a bit of a larrikin. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's a neo-Nazi. And then one of the quotes was like, yeah, often he's like bleeding out of the head 9 out of 10 times. Like, that's a lot of times to be bleeding out of the head.
Wow.
9 too many. All right. Yeah. Question three. Who almost lost a finger when they put their hand in a washing machine when it was on spin cycle?
Lizzie.
Yes, Lizzie.
Is that Jen?
That is Jen. Yes, point there for Lizzie.
Is it?
Whoa.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Check your hands. Check your hands.
You did an interview. You did an interview with FBI radio where you said, just today I've almost sliced my finger off because I put my hand in my washing machine and it was on spin cycle.
Fuck.
Wow. This was in 2011 or 12. You did some confessional show.
Oh, yes. I just realized I don't remember the first 30 years of my life.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
You did a real deep dive for that one.
Luckily I do my research here,
Jen. A deep cut.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Who, speaking of deep diving, who said in an interview that their greatest influence is Mr. Bean?
Saran.
Yes, Saran.
I'm going to say Ben Caution.
You are correct. It was Ben Caution, yes.
Ben's one of the best physical character comedy performance. I know.
I think it's funny. I think, was that recently?
It was one of those interviews where they just send the same questions out to every single, and they don't read what you've written. They just print it.
No, they do, because I wrote all these stupid answers and I just write like Mr. Bean, and then they wrote back like, yeah, that's not enough. Can you explain why Mr. Bean influenced you? I'm like, yeah, it's sort of just like a joke. Like,
well,
were you lying, Ben?
Yeah,
I was.
Oh, my God.
Shit, well, I can lie.
Saran is getting stared down by Chunky.
I know, it's so fun.
It looks like Chunky's about to rip your fucking face off.
He's actually inspired by Skull.
Yeah.
I'm going to headbutt you, lad.
The only neo-Nazi dog.
Yeah, that's why Saran and I don't live together anymore.
Your reason that you put was because you loved how he was always driving that three-wheel car off the road. That was...
Yeah.
Made me laugh.
Bit of fun.
Next question. Who, after Splendor in the Grass 1 year, ended up at a party with a bikie gang?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Jen.
No, that was Lizzie. Point off, Ben.
Oh,
there.
Oh my God.
Shit.
I did think for a second it does sound like me, but what happened to you, Lizzie?
This was a long time ago, and I drove back to the campsite after like one night there, and we picked up these hitchhikers, and we dropped them off at their hotel, and they were like, oh, we're going to this party. Do you want to come to the party? And me and my friend were like, yeah, okay. So we went back to our campsite, got changed, picked them up again, and then they took us to the party. And then when we got to the party, I was like, oh, hang on a minute. It was like a proper bikey hangout. Inside, there were like gang photos everywhere. They were like, shit. It was crazy. I was like walking around going like, is this real? Like, am I seeing? Anyway, it was pretty crazy. I had a drink and then I left.
Yeah.
And that, Seren, is why you can't go to schoolies, okay? That's, yeah. That story.
That is why.
That was the, that's an episode of True Detective, not a week at schoolies. That's
insane. Yeah. Next question. Who as a kid had a crush on another kid at church, not because they thought they were attractive, but just because they were the only other person there who was their age?
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Was it Lizzie?
No, that was Seren. Point off, Jen.
Aww.
Whoa, yeah. That's cute. You could have macked on.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you mack?
Not in the Lord's house.
How old were you until you stopped going to church every week, Seren? Or do you still go?
No, I reckon I was like 17 or 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a while.
Yeah, we used to go.
They don't have churches in Surfers Paradise.
No, that's why I wasn't allowed to go to school. Yeah, we used to go. It was like a family regular thing. We'd go out for lunch after. That was like the bribe kind of thing. It's like go to church and it's pretty cool. But I would never. That's cool. I can't remember any of it. And people are like I think people who grow up Catholic or whatever have it all ingrained in them. But I don't know if I if none of it stuck. I was too busy looking at.
Have you been back? Have you gone back?
Not really. I go to churches when I'm in Europe, like the tourism version, but not really.
Because I was the same. I went to church every Sunday until I was 18, Catholic church, and then now I just go with mum at Christmas time or whatever. But it's so weird how much you remember. I still know all the words. I know all the songs. It's creepy.
Yeah, it might come back if I went in again. But no, this is. I'm sorry to take this down a real somber route.
I went to a church.
I thought you were about to say a story then. I thought it wasn't that somber.
Oh, no. Is there a reason you don't go back?
No, well, she. It turned out she was much older than me. And no.
Sorry, Ben, I cut you off. You were saying.
Oh, I went to a church recently with Conchetta, where grandma died or something. And it was my it was my first time going, and it was so nice. And this beautiful choir, and like everyone has a beautiful voice. Like compared to like synagogue, where it's like a nasally like 13-year-old, and all the songs are like ay 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 ay. Like that's literally a song. And you go to church, it's like beautiful choirs.
All right, next question. Who is part of an education program teaching kids about investing money? When I say was, they did this.
Lizzie.
Ben.
Yes, Lizzie.
Seren.
No, Jen. No! Jen Fricker is.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't get that. I would have said Seren as well.
Yeah.
That was grim as well, because I was like, really showed my gaps in my own financial knowledge. They were like, did you know a credit card's just debt? It's just a card that you buy and it's full of debt. And I was like, ah! But I've done heaps of it. I did the voice for a driving app for kids in Queensland.
Ooh. Why are kids driving?
As in
learners.
Teens.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Mm. And then it's me as like an animated safety thing. A witch's hat, I want to say.
Laura Davis and I did a sex ed video that were really they were really good, but then
hell yeah, brother!
I don't know what happened to them. They never went anywhere. It was
I don't know where it is.
They just make these things all the time.
One of my first ever acting gigs was an after school special. It was about me like learning to smoke.
Ooh.
And being like, ooh, and then my friends are like, don't do it, and I'm like, but it looks so cool.
You know, I think it does look cool. Smoking
does
look cool.
It does. It's the best.
Not good for you, but it looks cool.
Mm.
All right, next question. Speaking of driving, Jen, who here failed their driver's test twice? Who failed it twice?
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Honestly, I thought it was me for a second, and then I was like, well, I'm not allowed to buzz in.
No, it's not you.
Is it Ben?
No, it's Lizzie. Lizzie failed it twice.
Yeah, you can't say Lizzie, though.
You can't.
I was going to, but then I said, no, you can't.
Because of that, Ben, I'm going to have to leave in the pause. I was going to take the pause out, but yeah, I'll leave it in so people know.
Yeah, I did. It took me ages.
How old were you when you got your license?
17.
Oh, that's all right then.
Were you listening to Jen's app? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I can't drive, but I did this app. I'm still my L's. I don't know why my L's. I hear my L's.
Have you ever gone for your license, Jen?
Yeah, twice, and I failed both times.
Oh.
And now I'm too afraid to go.
You can do it.
Oh, so you were the correct answer as well.
Yeah, I guess.
Correct.
But no.
Yeah, but well, Jen didn't get hers.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Our final question for the game. Who here once performed for a comedy night for their work with an Australian comedy legend who introduced the person as someone they've heard great things about and can't wait to see them, only for the established comic, the comedy legend, to leave during their set and just smoke outside?
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Was it Ben?
No, that was Seren.
Far out.
Oh, I was going to say Seren. I should have backed myself.
It was like a glass window behind us as well, because it was in like the foyer of this office. And so he was like literally leaning with his back against the glass window after he pumped me up.
If Josh beeps it out,
who was it?
I feel like Australian comedy legend is very generous, but
Yes. I'm so surprised he'd leave during your set, because how is he going to just steal your jokes in his set afterwards?
I am beeping that out. Okay.
Yeah.
Because one of my first
Let's say more shit about him now. He's beeping it out.
One of my first ever like bigger gigs was on his show. He got me. He would get a younger comic to do. He was doing a split bill show with someone else, and he got me on. And then in the backstage room, he stood next to me and farted so loudly. It was like, this is not right. You don't fart
next to
someone.
You're the second person who has a farting story about him now.
Is there another one?
Yeah. Alexi Toliopoulos was at a gig and he just like sat down next to him and just did the biggest, wettest fart. He's clearly farting all the time.
He was on the other side of a wall when I was on stage, so I can't confirm or deny, but he might have been farting.
Imagine if the glass just steamed up behind you.
At the end of the game, the scores are Ben Koshin, 7 points.
Yes, I still take the win.
Jen, Seren, Lizzie combined, 7 points.
Yay!
Oh, come on.
It's a tie, but Ben, I would take the victory. I would take the moral victory there.
I'm taking the victory. I learned how to lie, and I won.
Hey, now, Ben, because you get to promote whatever you want to promote first, where can people find Ben Koshin in the world?
On Twitter, at Ben Koshin, Instagram, same. And Seren and I have a podcast that we want to start again.
Ooh.
So listen to the old eps, and then hopefully we start doing new eps.
Benny and Sereni, is that what
it's
called?
That's it.
Yeah, the night shift with Benny and Sereni. Yeah.
I mean,
you were on it.
I was
you
a
did
guest,
one of
yeah.
the funniest. I reckon that was one of the funniest things we did.
That was a fun little thing. Great. Yeah. Seren, where can people find you?
I just did this comedy debate that's on ABC iView at the moment. And it was really fun. I was on there with like Arj Barker and Fiona O'Loughlin. It was real cool. So, yeah.
Cool. Lizzie, where can people find you?
I guess Instagram at Lizzie Who. And I also did one of the debates Seren did. Oh, and Friday night, we're all in lockdown. I'm on Adam Liao's Cook Up.
Oh, great.
Cool.
Awesome. And Jen Fricker, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Jen Fricker. Figuring out if I'm hot or if I'm funny. Can the two be contained within the same account? And then also I do a twice weekly podcast with Alexi Toliopoulos called The Netflix Big Film Buffet. So it's pop culture and what to watch recommendations on Netflix. Mummy Netflix me love.
Hey, thanks everyone for playing along. Hey, listeners, I have new merch for sale. Head over to my website. There's new t-shirts with my big head on them. although you can't really tell it's me, but it looks really cool. It was like the poster from the festival this year. Hey, go to joshua.com.au for those. Hey, thanks for playing. I'll see you all next time. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.